Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to a Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's Morphin Time.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, the lead Spurs writer at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone. And it is the offseason, and we're still waiting to find out what's going to happen to Manu Ginobili and whether or not he's going to come back or not or sell off into retirement. But until that shoe drops, there's still plenty to talk about when it comes to your silver and black. And today, we're going to put the spotlight on Patty Mills, the Spurs guard who is now, with the departure of Danny Green and Tony Parker, is one of the old vets of this team and will be looking to hopefully, have a better season than he did last year. So that's what we're going to talk about. Can we expect the old Patty Mills heading into the next season with some of the roster moves the Spurs team has made over the offseason? So to talk about that, and we're obviously going to talk about a lot more, is Joe Garcia, who's been MIA of late, because apparently he's Mr. IT guy. He's basically creating the Batcave, the Bat computer in his studio. Is that correct, Joe?
Yeah, I got to get all this gear, you know, ready to go before the season starts. So got to do it sometime.
Oh, yeah. And once again, Joe is from Two Shots Podcast, which you can check out online at twoshotspodcast.com. Joe, you know, a lot has been talked about over the offseason. Obviously, the big news was the Kawhi Leonard, DeMar DeRozan deal. I get that. Of course, the Spurs didn't make other moves such as bringing back and re-signing Rudy Gay, Davis Bertans, Brent Forbes, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, lurking in the shadows is the guys coming back from last season. And, you know, Patty Mills. Look, Patty Mills last year kind of had an up-and-down season, maybe didn't have one of the strongest Patty Mills seasons that he's had wearing silver and black. And a lot had to do with the fact that he was shifting around a lot and being relied upon by Popovich, who admitted that a lot of his numbers were dropping, that being Patty Mills, because of his asking of Patty Mills to do so much more. Joe, knowing that, let's start off with that. Knowing that Pop is out there saying, my bad, yeah, his stats are down because of me, do you think Spurs fans should have eased up on Patty Mills last year knowing that, hey, he was asked to do a lot more than he is used to?
Yes and no. You know, I mean, the Spurs fans, they're spoiled. You know, we want excellence every single year, every single season. And yeah, you know, it, to his right, you know, Patty Mills was asked to do a lot of things he wasn't normally asked to do. So it affected his numbers. But Spurs fans, including myself, were really critical of Patty Mills and a few other Spurs, you know, because their season wasn't as great as years past. And that had to do with somebody who's not here anymore, which we won't talk about. But you know, I think at times we're just a little too hard on players. We don't factor in what really is going on this, you know, per that season. And, you know, they're having to do things that they haven't done before. So I think yes and no. That's why I say that. Yes, we should be a little bit more lenient. But as Spurs fans, that we always want this NBA, you know, championship caliber team every season. We demand excellence. And I think by us demanding it, the players have a higher standard to live up to. So they know, you know, they know that when they're not playing up to their high standards and they're letting the fans down.
Yeah, last season, Patty Mills was asked to play his natural position point guard, and then he was shifted to the shooting guard spot. One day he was starting, one game he's off coming off the bench, one day he's limited minutes, the next game he's playing a ton of minutes. So he was really shuffled in and out of the lineup, mainly just simply because they needed bodies. Kawhi Leonard obviously was out for most of last season due to that injury. Sorry, Joe. Something got stuck in my throat there. And, of course, Tony Parker, you know, he was still coming off that surgically repaired quad muscle himself, so he was still needing time to come back. And, you know, DeJounte Murray was still being groomed to be the point guard, so he was under Patty Mills. You know, one day the Spurs needed him to pump in points. One day maybe they just needed him to play some defense if he can. So I kind of felt bad for Patty Mills because when the head coach comes out and says, it's my fault, I think Spurs fans should have just eased up a bit and really applauded Patty Mills for doing the best he can. Joe, in a recent interview with Fox Sports Australia, Patty Mills talked about that, about the fact that he was asked to do so much and his numbers took a hit. And you know what he did? He manned up and said, you know what? If anything, that just taught me that I need to add more to my game, that I'm capable of doing a lot more than just being the point guard. And he actually saw it as a benefit heading into next season, saying that his experience last year playing multiple positions in and out, his time fluctuating, is only going to do him good moving forward. What are your thoughts on that, Joe?
Yeah, it should do him good because, you know, when you're a role player, you know, you get used to doing certain things. You know, you're just having to go out there and basically try to create your own three-point shot, you know, try to spread the defense a little bit. And this season, since he was asked to play defense, you know, and offense and play both ends of the court, I think, you know, what he said was, you know, right on, because you do have to become better, you know, if you want to get back to winning it all and getting another championship for this, you know, Spurs and for the city, you're going to have to do a lot more than what you're normally used to, especially with teams that got better like Utah, the Lakers, you know, even the Warriors, they're sitting up there, you know, so even Houston, you know, a lot of these teams got better in the offseason. So if you want to beat the upper echelon teams, you yourself have to get better. And by you playing better, I think it's going to translate into the team wanting to play better.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the numbers last year, Joe. How did he do the season prior to last year? Was that the 16-17 season? And then obviously last season, 17-18, there was some sort of statistical drop, wasn't there?
Yeah, if we go back to the 2016-17 season, you can see that his field goal percentage, it was higher. You know, in the 2016-17 season, his field goal percentage was 0.439. You know, his field goal attempts, he had 622, and he made 273 of those. So that brings you to the 0.439 percentage. Now, if we look at his three-point percentage, you know, as far as what he shot for the season, and the prior season, 2016-17, he was right at 0.413. A three-point, I guess, field goals that he made or he attempted, you're looking right at 356. He made 147 of those. So his three-point shooting wasn't that bad in the 2016-2017 season, but go ahead and fast forward into last season, 2017-2018, his three-point field goal percentage, it was 0.414. Three-point attempts, he made 414, which he made more as far as attempted three-pointers. He only made 154. His percentage overall from three-point land, it took a hit. It was at 3.72. Now, if we go back to his field goal percentage, that was about 0.411 for the season. Attempts, he had 682, which he made 280 of those. So his field goal percentage really didn't take a hit. It was more of the three-point shooting that we kind of noticed took a dive this last season. And like you said, Jeff, and he even admitted it, it's because he was called on to do more things than just play out there and sit out there and camp out on the three-point land, three-point island, you know, beyond the arc. He had to play more defense. He had to be in charge of distributing the ball a little bit more and play more of a role in that regard.
And not to mention, too, the in and out of the lineup, you know, the minutes. You know, that's going to take an effect on not just Patty Mills, but any player's shot. I mean, if they're coming in cold off the bench or maybe not warm and getting some minutes as they're used to, and some sort of rhythm consistency, that's going to throw them off. And Patty Mills did suffer from that. Also, too, Joe, let's not forget, LaMarcus Aldridge was the main focal point of the offense. It really, really was. And everything went through him in the post. And if his shot was going and if his, balls are going through the basket, the Spurs are looking good. But I think a lot of Spurs fans took notice when LaMarcus was maybe having a bad day and he had to kick out to Patty Mills and he's blanking on those three. So, you kind of see the Spurs fans' point in the sense of, hey, Patty Mills, we're worried. LaMarcus needed you. They needed your instant offense that you normally can provide. But you being in that situation, anybody should, they could put themselves in Patty Mills' sneakers. They'll see that, hey, you know, what do you expect me to do? You know, I can't get a rhythm. Patty Mills is a rhythm shooter. Shooters are rhythm shooters. That's what they do. They need to get their touches. They need to find their flow. And he just simply couldn't get that. Joe, so you know, you look at the roster now, gone is Tony Parker, back is Bryn Forbes, DeJounte Murray. Yep, he is now the full-time point guard. You know, he doesn't have Tony Parker to rely upon anymore. Now enter Patty Mills. He likely is going to be the primary backup point guard. Joe, do you expect Mills to have a rebound season next year, knowing that he will be back to his natural position of point guard, and the Spurs re-signing Bryn Forbes, it tells me, oh, and also too, bringing in DeMar DeRozan, who is a great mid-range shooter, you're looking at pieces of players like the two I mentioned that could hopefully help Patty Mills get back to that deadly three-point shot that he once had.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, Patty Mills will actually be, let's say, better or worse than last season, dependent on how the supporting cast plays. I think that's what we saw last season, is LaMarcus was kind of the head of the snake, you know, and when teams double and triple teamed him and took him out of his game, the Spurs, you know, for the most part, it was a team, collectively as a team. No one could really hit a shot consistently. It wasn't just Patty Mills, it was everyone, you know, and that's why they got in that position where they were fighting for their playoff lives. Now this season, now that they've added a little bit of, you know, a shooting and DeMar DeRozan, and you have Rudy Gay back, and you also have a Marco Bellinelli, and now you have Patty Mills, you know, like you said, predominantly going to be coming off the bench, playing backup point guard. I think Patty Mills will actually be able to do better this season now that he has some shooters out there on the court that, you know, more than likely you're going to be a little bit more consistent than last season. Now, saying that, it all depends on how their shots are falling. If their shots aren't really falling and everybody's double and triple teaming, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge again, I think we're going to see more of the same. But, you know, it is a collective effort. It's just not Patty Mills' fault. Everybody has to, you know, contribute in some form. You know, they have to find that shot. And since they had an off-shooting year last year, I'm looking to for the Spurs to recover and for Patty Mills to have a better three-point shooting showing this season. And also, I think he's going to add a little bit more to his in-between game. I'm hearing some things that we might see some, you know, maybe a little floater or something new. So that's exciting.
Yeah, that definitely is exciting, Joe. But, you know, I got to disagree with you a little bit more on your point, simply because I think the additions that the Spurs brought, like re-signing Bryn Forbes, obviously adding DeMar DeRozan, who's a terrific mid-range shot, is only going to help Patty Mills. Look, the Spurs last year, you know, really needed some help at that position, the two-guard spot, and getting some offense out of that. Danny Green, let's face it, you know, great defender, but really was a reliable offensive player. Obviously, they did not have DeMar DeRozan. Kawhi Leonard was out. What more could they squeeze out of Monta Ginobili? You know, he can only give so much at his age. He's already long in the tooth. And that was it. It ended there. Now this season, they bring back Forbes. Oh, by the way, in last season, yeah, Forbes kind of did turn cold late last season, but I'm expecting him to have himself a bounce back season next year. And you bring in Marco Bellinelli. Now that position is solidified. Now they got guys that they can rely upon to do what they need to do at that spot. And then it shifts Patty Mills back to his natural position of point guard and backing up DeJounte Murray more than likely. So he'll be winning a second unit. Now, you throw in LaMarcus Aldridge, who's going to be pitching it out to Mills likely, and DeMar DeRozan as well. If he needs to kick it out after he penetrates to a wide-open Patty Mills, so be it. And I think having Mills and DeRozan, if they do get time on the court together, is only going to help themselves and, more importantly, Patty Mills find that rhythm, because if they can get a three-point shooting point guard out of Patty Mills, because face it, DeJounte Murray, you know, he's a great player, but that's one of the areas he's lacking, and he is working on it this offseason, his three-point shot. And if his three-point shot is not going at that spot, enter Patty Mills. I got to disagree with you a little bit. I think the roster moves that they made is only going to help Mills next season. Joe, let's talk about that. Let's talk about next season. The Spurs, obviously, are looking at offense. We know. We can see where the moves. They're going to be a little bit more up-tempo, and that's just saying the least, with that different style of play that they're likely to implement next season on the court. Again, do you think that's a situation for Patty Mills to shine?
I think it's going to give him an opportunity to shine. Now, whether those shots fall or not, that's solely going to rely on Patty Mills, you know, if he can make the most out of his opportunity and, you know, when they he gets his touches with the ball. Now, one of the things that I think we haven't looked at, you know, I'm kind of getting off topic, but it's something that I think is going to play an instrumental role into the success that the Spurs have this season is you have this trifecta kind of this young talent, you know, and Patty Mills, I think, is going to be the leader of these of this younger talent group of or group of players that we have coming up. And, you know, you have a Lonnie Walker, you have DeJounte Murray, you have a Derek White, you know. You have these players, even Bryn Forbes, you have these players that have a lot of potential and they're looking for some veteran leadership. You know, hopefully Manu does come back because, man, him and Patty Mills together, they have a lot of championship experience that they can pass on to these younger players. But I think that, you know, these younger players, they could possibly be, you know, really play really well this season. And I think that would actually help out Patty Mills a little bit because let's face it, Jeff, he's not getting any younger, man. And those minutes are, you know, they're getting a little tougher every season. So if he can get some help from these young guys, I think he's going to have a really good season.
Yeah, definitely extend his, you know, playing ability next season to have young kids like Murray and Forbes and White on board. And you know, I'm glad you brought up Derek White because that's another element in this whole equation here. You know, let's just say that Patty Mills is having an off night, you know, enter Derek White, who really showed out last year in the G League with the offense Spurs. I mean, this guy was just on a tear. I get it, that's the G League, but hopefully that'll translate into the NBA level. And he's going to be relied upon more. So I think his veteran presence, his stability in the locker room, his more than likely ability to calm down guys like Murray or White or Forbes, or they're having off nights. And I think that is just another aspect of this. And again, I really think he's going to have a bounce back season. Again, with the situation no longer there for San Antonio like last year, having to rely on Mills to do so much, he can now ease back into his natural spot. Joe, do you think that with Patty Mills, Derek White, DeJounte Murray, and to some degree, Manu Ginobili, if he does come back, he does play point guard from time to time. Do you think, let's just say those three for now, we'll just exclude Manu for now. Do you think the Spurs' position at that spot is secured, or do you think there's still issues with their point guard spot?
I think their issues with the point guard spot are going to be solidified. You know, especially we're talking about the surplus that the Spurs have of guards, you know. I think, you know, Bryn Forbes, and I was one of the toughest critics on Bryn Forbes last season.
That you were.
I saw great things out of him during preseason. I saw great things out of him right out the gate to start the season, but he just kind of fell apart, you know. That right there to me tells me he's probably going to have a better showing this season. He knows he didn't quite live up to expectations. And not just him, DeJounte Murray, he also knows that, you know, hey, he was going through some growing pains because he was just thrust into being the starting point guard. Now you have the rookies, you know, Derek White played limited minutes. You had Lonnie Walker, you know, coming in this season, who's going to be, you know, a rookie that has a lot of, you know, potential. So I think there's
a lot of Spurs fans really believe he's going to be in Austin. I'm still leery about that. I think he may make some noise.
I think he has the potential to make some noise, you know, and I heard in a podcast that you had earlier in the week on the Locked On Spurs podcast, one of your guests had said that, you know, Lonnie Walker has the potential to become a Donovan Mitchell type of player that, you know, Donovan Mitchell mm-hmm. plays for the Jazz. And I can kind of see that because you see some flashes, you know, if you're watching Lonnie Walker, you know, he has some potential. And that's the thing. I think these young kids that are coming into the league, they have all of them have a lot of potential. It's just, you know, living up to that potential. And you need the leadership. You need the Manu Ginobili's. You need the Patty Mills, you know, the LaMarcus Aldridge, the Coach Pop. All these things play a factor. But, you know, I think the Spurs are going to have success this season dependent on how well these younger players perform. You know, and to me, that's going to be the X factor. You have a good core of veterans. It's these younger players, to me, that are actually going to be the ones that are going to solidify the Spurs as far as how far they're going to go. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, when you see them in preseason, you're going to see them even in the camp coming up pretty soon. The point guard position to me is pretty pretty much locked in already. It's just good to know that you do have this surplus of guards and you do have some of this young talent coming in the form of rookies to go ahead and help, you know, when somebody does go down. So I like that, you know, that the Spurs are younger, they're faster, and they have this good group of guards. Now, let's just hope that they can produce. I think that's the thing that makes me leery. And I'm pretty much, you know, sure that that's going to make you a little leery this season, too, because you want more out of these guards, you know?
Yeah, we will see, you know, as soon as the season starts. Still a month away, so we still got to hold our breath and see how it pans out. And, you know, one other thing before we put a wrap on this Lockdown Spurs episode is the spacing. I think that has a lot to do with how and why I think Mills will have a bounce-back season statistically and not having to be relied upon him as much as he did last year to do so many things. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, we know he can do in the low post. Get that. If he's demanding double, triple teams, there's Patty Mills. I mentioned about how the two-guard spot is now shored up with the additions of DeMar DeRozan and Marco Bellinelli. But let's not forget, too, that DeMar DeRozan can also be a space maker as well. If he's slashing to the rim and if he's hitting his mid-range shot and teams are keying on that, and that has a wide-open three-point shot for Patty Mills, so be it. So I like the spacing that the new additions of DeMar provide. You know, bringing back Forbes, bringing back Bellinelli, how it just helps Patty Mills next season. So I'm ready for P. Mills next season, Joe.
Yeah, I am too. I really want to see him have a better showing. I want him to make me believe in him again. You know, he made me lose a little bit of faith. Same thing with Bryn Forbes. Bryn Forbes made me lose a little bit of faith in him last season, but we all got to move forward. You know, hey, what happened last season, we can't change, but we can look forward and cheer them on for this upcoming season. Hopefully it's a better showing, Jeff.
Yeah, I hope so too, and I think it will be. But Joe and I, we want to hear what you have to say about Patty Mills. Do you expect him to have a better season next year? Do you think the additions that the Spurs have brought on over the offseason are going to help him? Let us know. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. And Joe's going to tell you everything you need to know about Two Shots Podcast and what to expect from his Spurs website/podcast.
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. It's all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast. And you can also find us on the World Wide Web at twoshotssa.com.
All right, so for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.